playing point guard.
All right. So what we doing, Meek, bro?
Who?
Meek.
Meek.
Meek Mill. What we doing with him?
Throwing him away. Like, what he did?
Oh, yeah. You ain't see that his name was tied with Diddy?
Oh, Lord.
Well, you know what? You know what? Championship ringside is back.
Five.
Shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to Sean Love. Shout out to King, man. Man. Hold up, man. Hold up. I'm all disorganized. Let me get the pot on your sound right. Microphone. There we go. Blizzy Blaze here. Alongside.
Gotta move my hair so the logo can show.
It's you wearing a powder blue shirt with a white logo, man. Like,
hey, it's the only it was this. A dark green hoodie, and I'm like, you know what? Nah.
Hulk smash, huh?
At least, you know, I can say this Carolina blue.
Oh, yeah, you a Carolina fan. Yeah, that's true.
Well, I used to be. I don't watch college basketball anymore.
I mean, you should. At least the women's popping right now.
Yeah. Shout out to Angel Reese, man. They was shitting on her earlier this year. Now she the one college player of the year, or SEC player of the year. They was shout like, she not focused, and she let the fame go to her head because she was in a music video. And
could she be better, though? That's the real question in my book. I don't watch enough to know, but when they did the draft, the mock draft, she's six. And it's like, all right, that's cool. But why you not two or even one above Caitlin Clark?
No. Nobody's going to get above Caitlin Clark.
Okay. Why she not two then?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
That's the part I'd be curious about. I mean, it is what it is. But, you know, I hope she keep the drive and keep and try to stay great. But I agree with you. No, nobody going above Caitlin Clark, man. This is about to be the most monumental one draft pick.
It's probably some chick at Baylor we don't know about. She probably averaging like 35 a night.
360 windmilling on.
Dunking from the free throw line. Like, wait, what?
I just went under the radar. Like,
that's a man. God damn it, that's a man.
Next thing you know, all those allegations. Pregnant, not in the WNBA. Like, damn, that's what happened to the women right there. The legends go away. They won't, you know. Anyway, happy basketball, everybody. That was a good warm-up talk. So we're going to leave Meek Mill where he's staying at. You know, hey, I heard a few songs on the album. It's not bad. Shout out to everybody. Listen, shout out to everybody showing love. Say it again.
I said, I ain't know Meek was wilding like that.
It is what it is, I guess. I don't know. Hey, look, once you get that certain bracket, you make your own decisions, you know. Look.
Holly weird, you know?
Happy basketball, everybody. Look, we going to keep it funk with y'all. Not too much going on. Injuries, nonsense. Nothing, right?
Boston. All right. Boston beat the sleeves out the Warriors.
Yeah, but when we sit there and really think about it, it's like, if Steph not on his A game, fuck supposed to happen? We supposed to depend on Clay?
Wiggins wasn't even there.
Hold on. I'm trying to hear somebody say something. Like, I'm going to say it again, fans. If Steph off, who we depending on here? Not even a train. The train always say some shit. The train always got some shit to say.
We ain't got no kids in the background making noise. Damn.
So yeah, no disrespect. I'm not surprised at the L. I mean, 50 points is wild, but again, a step off. What the fuck you expect? What you about to say?
I ain't gonna.
Oh, all right. Let's see. Hold on. Let me see if I could get this image up. I always suck at this shit, man. How am I supposed to do this again? All right, well, look, I'm gonna introduce what I look for and I'll get your opinion on it. So it was an image I saw up on the internet. Shout out to whoever put it up. I'm not gonna put your name out because find us. Fuck. You know what I mean? Find us. Anyway, it was, and I guess we're gonna do it by people in their prime because of Klay Thompson. I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. We're doing prime because of Klay Thompson. So the image has Shaq with Golden State, which is I was really about to say stay in Clef. What the fuck? With Stephen Klay. It was Kobe with Dame Giannis, and it was Larry Bird with LeBron and AD, and finally Jordan with Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. Who you taking in that scenario?
Damn. I don't want Shaq with Steph and them. I'm good on that.
Okay.
Because Shaq gonna kind of slow them down.
Okay.
They like to run. And Bird with LeBron and AD is crazy. I don't want to be biased and be like Kobe with Dame and Giannis. But, I mean, Kobe with Dame and Giannis would be fire.
Right, so I'm looking at it too. I'm like, Kobe with Dame and Giannis, That's Kobe and Shaq. If Shaq was in shape, that's the shit Kobe was talking about. what we talking about? Like, if we give Kobe exactly what he wants, we give Kobe a defensive Shaq that dribbles up the court and wants to pass it to him. And then we give him a Derek Fisher who could shoot from the logo.
With Adidas on.
And he rap. What we talking about?
And he not sleeping with teammates' wives.
Are we serious right now?
Like, what more do you want?
look. Let's see. I ain't gonna lie. Shaq with Golden State is kind of crazy, bro.
Man, Bird with LeBron and AD is crazy.
Okay, if you feel that way, why are we sleeping on Jokic with Jordan and Bubbles?
Oh, because fuck Jordan. That's why.
And I think Bubbles is the one that's like, who you out there doing? Like, what you out there doing, bro? Like,
is your chain even real for you, man, to take?
What we talking here? Like, yeah, so I ain't going to lie. No disrespect. I'm trying my best not to disrespect the Jordan and Joker combination.
I got it right here. Jordan and Joker ain't going to get along because you know how Jordan got a bad gambling problem. He's going to be trying to bet all Joker's horses like every fucking week.
Yeah, and he and Joker probably don't play kind of that. Like, they're not animals, you know. You can't bet on them like that.
They're not those type of horses. Then Jordan is going to get mad. Then, you know. Then it's going to be 20 years later, a Last Dance tour.
So, all right, I don't see the chemistry. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not trying to sound like a hater because I won't clip this, but I don't see what Denver and Jordan is the better combo than any of them. So I'm already rule them out.
I think it might work, but we've never seen Jordan with a dominant big man.
But over who though? It might work, but over who? So all right, we gonna make them the topic. We're gonna make them the topic. So we got the Nuggets and Jordan versus Bird and the Lakers. We seriously gonna pick Jordan in the Nuggets?
No, because they ain't got nobody to stop Brian, and they damn sure ain't got nobody to stop Bird.
That's a crazy combination, man.
Bird gonna pull up, hit a three, and tell Jokic, man, fuck your horses.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nah. I'm going with the Lakers on this one too. All right, so let's put them. It's not even a conversation putting them against the Bucks. I think me and you agree the Bucks the most lethal combination.
Yeah.
All right, so Nuggets against Golden State. I mean, Jordan washed Clay, even if it's prime Clay.
Yeah.
But
that's a given already.
Huh?
I said, yeah, that's a given.
Yeah, but, I mean, Steph walks over Murray, too. So, who we got with Joker and Shaq?
And it's like, today's game, I'm going with Jokic.
Yeah, it might be Jokic, yeah. Might be Jokic. So, I mean, all right. Dang. Okay. You know what? Let's get back to this Bucks talk, man. We playing around. That team crazy. Who you had second? You got the Bucks first, right?
I got the Lakers first.
Really? Okay, that's the conversation. Yeah. This is where this topic begins. So
I'm looking at Brian and Bird. Would be a way more deadly combination than fucking Kobe and Dame. And it's like Giannis and AD.
It kind of Giannis walks out. AD.
Cause when AD on his shit, he running with the best of them.
And when Giannis on his shit, he dropping 50.
That's true.
So yeah, I stand by it. I like this one.
Brian and Bird against Kobe and fucking and Dollar.
We got more firepower.
I don't know.
What?
We got Bird who could do everything Brian do. It's just he's not athletic.
You could have more well-roundedness. I wouldn't debate the well-roundedness you got with Bird and Brian. But man, come on, man. Once I cross the half court line, you don't know where you're getting it from. Pause.
You say the same thing about Brian and Bird.
Man, they ain't shooting from. They're not outside assassins like Kobe and Dame. I could argue that Kobe and Dame. No, never mind. I'm sorry. Dame not a better scorer than
Brian. We haven't seen Larry Bird in today's NBA with the green light to just be like, you can pull up from 30. He probably pulling up from fucking the scores table.
So now we giving Larry Bird superpowers now.
Hey.
Man, look how you do it. You gave Larry Bird superpowers all of a sudden, man. All right. We gonna let people decide. Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. People gonna hate the fact we ain't picked Denver with Jordan or going to stay with Shaq.
Well, y'all gotta realize. Fuck Jordan.
I don't feel that way. I just don't. I think it's Bubbles' fault. But I fuck with Bubbles, but this is a crazy lineup for you to be in. That's why Clay looking crazy, too. Like, look at look on his face. He's like, what the hell? Like, no. Y'all tripping. Like, where will that?
Oh, no.
All right. Let's move on from that. Okay. What's the next topic we're talking about? Statues.
Statues.
I seen Stephen A talk about top five players who deserve a statue. And he kind of slick side did the shit. He did Giannis. He did Clay and Draymond on one take, and then he said LeBron in Miami, LeBron in Cleveland, and then Steph Curry. So his championship ringside, man. He stole from us, so we gonna steal from him.
Tell me this. Does Kareem have a statue in Milwaukee?
Oh, Milwaukee. I don't know. But it was all current players, though.
If Kareem don't have a statue, Giannis don't need a statue yet.
That's fair. I think Giannis deserves a statue. But we're not going to do that corny shit of LeBron having two slots. If you feel like LeBron deserves a statue in Miami, then we'll just say it. But
so, LeBron only deserves a statue in Cleveland. That's it.
I agree. I 100% agree. This the thing.
Hang his jersey up next to Jordan's in Miami, right next to it. But he don't need no fucking statue. He was only there 4 years.
Oh, I agree. I feel like when we talk about statues, that means this person, like, they like this with the team. Like that, like, bam. Like, when you walk into this arena, just know this, he's part of this, I don't know, whatever the fuck we got going on, he part of it. I know Lakers got a lot of shit going on, but that's L.A. Apparently, L.A. got a lot of shit going on. And so, let them have a bunch of people in there. But we can't just get that shit around like that, bro. Like, I 100% agree. LeBron do not deserve a statue in Miami. I don't give a fuck that he got him a championship. That's cool. That's why he deserves his jersey retired. Not a statue. Dwayne Wade, the only person deserves a statue in Miami as of right now. Now, to the question at hand, I think me and you intelligent enough players that we watch enough basketball to know what current players deserve a statue where. So the obvious four would be LeBron in Cleveland, Steph in San Francisco, whatever Golden State at, whatever. I think Giannis and Jokic. We good? We good on those four?
Huh?
We good on those four?
Yeah.
All right. So now I think this is where we start to talk about what needs to be done. So how do you feel about Kawhi in Toronto?
No.
Fuck no. I agree with you. How you feel about KD?
No.
Okay. How do you feel about Klay and Draymond?
I think eventually they're gonna give them one. Like, I think that big three of Steph, Klay, and Draymond, they definitely gonna get one.
I don't think they deserve one.
Nah?
I don't think they deserve one.
You don't think with that team that they literally grew up in?
If they want to go the LA route and just give everybody they deserve love, then that's fine. But just watching basketball, nah. They deserve their jersey retired for sure. They deserve all the love. But a statue? To me, in Golden State, you got Wilt and Steph.
I think they're going to give Draymond one.
I mean, they give him one. I get it. But by the time they give Draymond one, I'm going to start looking at it like they just giving people one as much as they're giving out jerseys. I think you open up a can that you probably don't. So, wait, all right, let's get back on track. Russ and OKC. I might be biased, but I say yeah on this one, actually. I might be wilding. Tell me I'm wilding.
What would give him a trophy over KD? That he played two more years?
That's actually a good one.
Like, he's a great player, And I feel would you accept both? I feel like him and KD, like this statue gotta go together.
Okay, so you accept both, but not one or the other.
I'll accept both, but not one or the other.
Like, I think that's the only champions they really got in the NBA right now, huh? I don't think they got too many other champions out there right now.
I'm trying to, yeah.
So I guess we could go by legends. How you feel about Harden in Houston?
Nope. I don't.
Nah, I have nothing for him either. Yeah, the rest don't even make no sense. Like Dame in Toronto, fuck no. Like no disrespect. Dame would be lucky if Toronto don't pull a Melo on him.
You said Dame?
Yeah.
In Toronto?
Portland. I'm sorry, Portland.
I was like, hold up.
God damn, you know what I meant?
Wait, no, I
Wait, hold up.
Terry Porter got a trophy, a statue out there.
Hold on. Let's be clear. I didn't think statues was a thing. I know LA got a bunch, but I don't think like New York and nobody got statues, huh?
I don't know.
I didn't think statues was a thing like that. I know Dallas got them, but you know, Dallas one of the biggest cities in the country. So
Scotty got one.
Huh?
Scotty and Mike got one.
Yeah, but you know, Chicago shit. That's another big city. Like, Hakeem got one, huh?
I'm not sure.
Oh, come on, Dream don't got one. What we doing with the statue shit here?
And if he do got one, Harden definitely don't deserve one. That man got two championships. MVP.
This dude ridiculous.
Okay, KD?
No, Joker.
Oh. I like how people are amazed that he's averaging a triple-double. And I'm like, we had a motherfucker do that for like 3 out of 4 years.
Relax. We about to walk straight into those topics and trust and believe. I'm going to wake you up. I got some shit to talk about for sure.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I think that was it. As far as statues, so what? We only disagreed on those four. Well, six technically. No, you actually think Draymond is and damn. If you feel like Draymond is, Draymond and Clay deserve one. I guess, and I agree that. I guess because I look at Golden State as a bigger franchise than the Thunder. Maybe that's why, but. It's what it is. You ready to move on?
Yeah.
All right. Main topic. What are we talking about? Oh, what happened in the news this week? So, behind the curtain conversation, we were supposed to do this topic like a month ago. We always find some other shit to talk about.
I thought it was further than that.
Maybe. We've been talking about this for a minute, but... Thanks to good old King James, we finally got a reason to talk about it. First and foremost, let's get this one out the way. Caitlin Clark, congratulations. Passed up Pistol Pete for most points in NCAA history. Shout out to you. I can't see nobody else actually breaking that record, but I can't lie to you. I don't follow women's basketball to know if it's a thing to even break. I mean, like, you probably see a whole bunch of women at the number 6 through 12 spot. So,
okay.
I don't know. And then, look, shout out to the captain. He told me this. And he didn't want to come across a hater, so I'm going to say it for him. She broke Pistol P record and everything. That's what's up. Congratulations. But Pistol P kind of broke that record when they had no three-point line. that's kind of crazy. Like,
and he was averaging 44 games.
Like, I'm watching Kayla Clark game. She's shooting it from, whoa, that was worth 3 points. Pistol Pete, dude, that was worth two. And he, like, you know, congratulations. But I don't want people to forget Pistol Pete was that guy in college. You know, Kareem was better, but Pistol Pete was that he had too. So, shout out to
Kareem was on better teams.
It was good because of Kareem. Right, I don't know. I can't even think about the people who touched Kareem back in college, the UCLA days.
Dude was averaging 44 a game. That's crazy.
But yeah, so shout out to everybody who was mentioning that quick segment. Kaitlyn Clark, Pistol Pete, Kareem. Shout out to y'all college players. Y'all gonna forever be in history. Now let's get to the one and only LeBron Raymond James. So we're going to start with congratulations, right?
40K.
40K. Congratulations, bro. Hey, let's keep it funky, dog. If you're the coach of either team, you calling timeout after LeBron scored a 40,000?
Nah, I'm like, man, push that shit. Push that shit.
Then maybe I'm tripping it because I was like, damn, like, Dalvin Ham could have at least pushed the rep or something, get a tech, you know. Like, why we continue and play here? We gotta celebrate these things. Why we treating like it's normal shit? It's not normal shit.
No, Mark scored 40,000 points.
Now, that's 2K shit. Dudes on 2K can't even score that. And they playing 15 years in a year.
By the time you he might have like
45,000
points.
I wasn't a big fan of how they treated it, but you know, they say they gave him a video package and shit. But I'm like, come on, man, 40,000, call a timeout. Hey, everybody, dap him off. And next thing you know, you do that whole Space Jam, Dan DeVito, crush him. You know, like, oh, there you go. You gave them a celebration. I was gonna fuck you up, even though the Denver did win. So that's what's in. Or if you're not a Lakers fan, then either one. That's your call. But we know this episode about unbreakable records. You got yours in mind, or you rolling off what I got?
I got one in mind.
Okay. So how you want to do this? Now, we never actually discussed how we want to do this. Are we going to just... Let me see. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I got 8 records written now. Are we just going to talk about them and see are they unbreakable or not?
Yeah.
All right. And you know what? You tapped into it early. And I might as well tap into it now. So let's get one thing clear. Unbreakable records, we look at stuff that we don't see happening ever. One Russell Westbrook average a triple double in 2017. All right, he averaged a triple double in 2017. Something that he never thought was gonna happen before. Oscar Robertson did it. Boom, boom. Now, this will happen. Let me tell you what happened. He did it again next year. Now, the team wasn't winning like you would think. The team was mid. I could adjust to the team was me, even though Paul George got that the West was stacked with Houston and Golden State. What the fuck we want you to do? Like, that's two fire teams right there. And not to mention Utah had the best defensive player in the league with a rising star. But I'm not, you know, but anyway. So now we're starting to diminish the triple double. Like, oh, it's not all that. You know, Russell Westbrook, he get it, but you know. It's not as beautiful as you think it is, you know, kind of an overrated stat. I heard that before. I really heard somebody say it's an overrated stat. So, boom, we go to next year. He do it again. Welcome to the unbreakable record. 3 straight seasons of a triple-double. Now.
He didn't do it 3 straight seasons. He did it 3 out of 4. He didn't do it that year in Houston.
No, he No, he did 3 straight years. Then Houston. Then he did it again. Like 5? Huh? Yeah. I want to say so. Let me double check.
19. Oh, yeah, it was. He did it 4 out of 5 years.
So three straight triple-double seasons. So the reason I say it's unbreakable, I don't know why. Because I heard shit like, oh, LeBron could do it. Luka on the verge could do it. Joker on the verge of doing it.
Ain't do it.
You know how many seasons they got doing it? 0. So it must take some type of talent to get that done. And Russ did it in not one season, not 2 seasons, but 3 straight seasons. I don't think that's going to ever be done. I don't care how out of hand basketball get. The fact that LeBron, Luka, and Joker, the 3 biggest candidates who are supposed to do it at some point, hasn't done it yet. I don't think it's going to be done 3 straight seasons.
Damn. They be shit like that first year. I was kind of like, man, that's bullshit. It was a lot of Steven Adams passing up on the rebound so Russ could get it. So I'm like, all right, they kind of forcing that shit. And, you know, it is what it is. But 4 out of 5 years, 3 straight years, is crazy. Like, you really can't knock this man. You can't deny this man. And it's like, it's crazy to hit him, praise Jokic, and be like, he's getting a triple-double. He's getting double-digit points and double-digit rebounds. Oh, my God, are you serious? And I'm like, we had a nigga do that already. Like, how you been doing it?
3 straight fucking seasons, bro. I know people probably like, that's your favorite player, but I'm like, bro, game, bro. Like, it should have been done by now. LeBron, this happened in like 2017, 18. LeBron was still good then. He could have got 1 season like that. He led the league in assists. He didn't get double-digit rebounds. You know what I'm saying?
They were trying to say LeBron was going to average a triple-double in Miami.
It's crazy disrespect Russ get. I'm glad I gave him a shout out. Let's move on. We don't gotta talk about this too long because we got 1 player we're gonna talk about for the rest of the fucking episode. But let's talk about other people.
All right.
41 texts. Texts.
Sheep.
You think that's ever gonna get broken?
Yeah.
Get out. In 1 season, they suspend you at the 16.
Yeah, Draymond gonna do it.
They suspend you at the 16. Like, that mean he gotta get suspended 2 times and then get 5 more texts.
I can see it. I can see that.
You know what? Somebody surprisingly in the league in texts this year. Who lead the league in texts? Somebody I didn't even expect. I gotta check that out real quick. But nah, I think the fact that you get suspended gonna kind of derail anybody getting 41 texts.
Yeah, I think you gotta get like 16, you know?
Yeah, and they suspend you. So I can't imagine what it'll be if is it Giannis? Ain't no way Giannis the one leading the league in technical fouls. I'm not even sure what they do when you get to 40. Like, they probably just be like, man, look, you gotta get the fuck. Like, we trying to do a friendly game here and all that. You come with that nonsense. Like, 41. Luka lead the league in Texas.
Damn, no surprise.
Yeah, it's not. He could play so much. Ref probably just be like, don't come near me, Luka. Take another step. I promise you I'm going to attack him. I'll be shocked if somebody get the 41. Adam Silver probably call him Satan. Like, yeah, we try to give him everything.
So how LeBron isn't looked at as the greatest scorer of all time?
Probably because he never peaked that scoring. Because he a consistent scorer. He not that like that Jordan 10 scoring title. Wilt 50 point performances, Kobe's 50 point performances. He not that type of scorer. He should be in the conversation.
No, you score 40,000 points, nigga. You, yeah.
You Which brings me to my next unbreakable record. People can say what they want. I don't see whenever LeBron stops. I don't see nobody touching that. Like, we not going to see it at least. Like, I'd be shocked if my little one see it. Like, that's bro, that's what boggles my mind when they didn't call timeout. Like, this is a milestone that, dude, we talk. He didn't break Kareem's record. Let's be honest. He broke his own record. He made his own milestone. That's we wilding here. How you feel about the record? You think it's breakable?
No. Ain't nobody getting that.
Yeah, I think that's far fetched.
The longevity and just like overall dominance. You just man to be at that level for so many years and that dominant. You ain't seen nobody else like that.
Facts. Speaking of longevity. Here's the other record that I know. Look. Let me see. I put my expensive Apple Watch, this one-of-a-kind pen on the line, and this mouse. If you think anybody gonna break this record, especially in today's fucking game.
Well.
1,192 consecutive games. Bruh, motherfuckers have a hard time with 10. So, AC Green, you might as well give him a statue. And his should go straight in the, what's the middle of America? I don't know. Wherever the NBA Hall of Fame at or something, he should be there.
Oh, and, Ohio.
Huh?
Springfield, Ohio.
Yeah, he should have one in Springfield, Ohio, because he set a standard that nobody gonna understand. People probably call him a weirdo. Like, whoa, he played that many games. Wow, he never thought of load management or something.
And
that had been bad for mental health.
Roommates with Magic. How? And you stayed a virgin.
Man, like, shit. Man had a schedule. He stuck to it. And now look at him. Mentioned on championship ringside. We don't talk about his scoring. We don't talk about his rebound. We don't even talk about he was on the first championship team with Shaq and Kobe. We don't talk about none of that. Like, we talk about consecutive games, baby.
Being in the room with Magic, you could just be getting up, going run to the bathroom and accidentally trip into some women.
Hey, let's be honest. Since we're looking at hindsight, he was smart.
All right.
He probably was giving Magic the heads up, like, hey, look, I wouldn't do that if I was you. And Magic, like, man, sit down, youngster. Magic probably younger than him, but you get it.
How many years he played?
I don't even know.
That's another record. Going like almost 20 years, 15, 20 years in the NBA and not getting no pussy.
Hey, you know what? I don't know. That was his story. We're gonna let that fly. Speaking of stories, let's see. I got 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, okay. 4 records left. They all belong to one person. So I'm gonna just call it straight up. We only gotta spend too much time or dwell on it this long. I'm gonna dwell on one because people keep talking shit about that, and I'm gonna speak on that one too. The first one, 48.5 minutes per game. Ain't no way. The way they are these days, ain't no way. That's actually a full game. I mean, that's not sitting down no minutes. That's never going to get broken. We can agree on that, right?
Right.
Look, dudes, the last person I seen play like that was LeBron, and before that was Kobe.
Right.
I don't see nobody built like that to play like that. Oh man, do not let me forget my conspiracy theory before the end of the show.
Don't
let me forget. I'm gonna end the episode with that.
All
right. My next record, 55 rebounds. What we talking about here?
Game?
Yeah, what we talking about? What we talking about here? Like
next.
What we talking about? Right.
Yeah, 20 rebounds a game.
Look, you can be the best rebound in the world. Motherfuckers ain't missing that much.
No.
Like, I don't know who's on court that day if to get 30 rebounds. Like, come on now. So that's another one. Here goes another one. And this was gonna get entertaining. 50.4 points per game a season. So people feel like Jordan, if he was in the league this year, he'll do that. Jordan didn't do that when he was playing. So I don't understand, you know. Kobe didn't do it. James Harden didn't do it. Steph didn't do it. LeBron didn't do it. None of these dudes averaged 40. Why the fuck we think anybody going to average 50?
That shit ain't that shit.
Look. Y'all need to hit Keem up and sell him that pack y'all on if y'all think somebody gonna ever average 50.
I need that. Good call. All right.
What are we talking about here? And let's finally talk about this last one, bro. And honestly, maybe you're getting a little agitated about it, too. I don't know if I'm just agitated about it. I know I went crazy for the Rush Triple Double, but this is the other record that gets so disrespected. 100 points in a game. The nerve of people to think that record going to get broke at some point, sometime soon. I need y'all to really shut the fuck up and really think about how many points that is, how much shooting that is, how efficient you got to be, and how much the other team got to give a fuck. You think somebody going to really try to get you close to that? If you at 60, you think you about to play the whole game? The coach probably say, oh, no. Fuck whatever we thought. He's done. We sending everybody at him. Like, there's no possible way this record going. I get it. People dropping 60. People dropping 70. You know how many people drop 80? One person in 2006. That's it. Oh, nobody ever dropped 90. No, and one person dropped 100. You know what I mean? Will dropped 70 a few times, but he the one who dropped 100. So, duh. I don't understand how people think 100 is about to get attained at some point when we had some of the greatest scores of all time in our face already who couldn't even get 80. So
I think
100 points is an unbreakable record in my book.
I think like somebody like Luka, he could do it, but he'll have to come out and just every shot just be hitting it.
Like, so, yeah, if you're the coach of the opposite team, what you saying? Oh yeah, yo, I think Luka gonna get it. Let's let him keep shooting.
Man, if motherfuckers pulling up and hitting threes from 30, nothing you could do.
What Pat Bev at? What Pat Bev at? Somebody call him. His hating ass ain't gonna let nothing fly.
Oh, that mercy.
I got a 10-day contract with Pat Bev. Where he at?
You got a 14 assists a game up there?
I think that could be broke.
Haliburton averaging like 12.
Yeah, like hype. Like, and I don't think he's a pass first point guard. So if he actually gave a fuck, I think that could get broken. Like even Trey Young be that, and he's far from pass first, and he be getting like 10 assists a game. So I think if somebody actually give a fuck about like setting their teammates up first, yeah, it could be done. Even the 30 assist, I'm like, I can see somebody fucking with that a little bit. Like, definitely.
Rondo almost did it, huh?
Yes, I'm saying. Like, we find a player that actually cares about assists, like a Magic style type player, Rondo style type player, even a Steve Nash, especially these days. you know, I can see Draymond. I can see Draymond getting fucking 30, like 31 assists in a random ass game. Like Steph just on fire. He just keep throwing him the ball.
Cleveland have to get crazy high too.
Well, yeah, you get it. You know, Jonathan Kuminga cutting to the goal because everybody defending the perimeter. You know, I can see that happening. One. That's why I didn't write that down. All right, we Unbreakable Records.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Let us know if we if I skipped over Unbreakable Record. Now, before we go, my brother, before we even send out tags or hashtags, whatever the fuck we do, I've been doing some research. And I'm calling somebody out. I'm calling about four people out.
Four.
F-O. So, I need four people to stand up here because I didn't found y'all game and I'm about to expose y'all. Greg Popovich, Victor Wembanyama, Bronny James, and LeBron James.
Oh, man.
So, I know people listen to Championship Ringside like, why you calling them out? Because y'all been listening to me. Wimby not nasty. What's going on here? Greg Popovich ain't saying nothing about it. He just standing there looking disappointed. Like, what are we doing here? We be getting 28 points a game. What's going on here? Now LeBron calling out his teammates. He ain't talking about championships no more. He getting mad at ESPN for mock drafts. Like, damn, it going on since older than you. You know, you cheering on Bronny. Now you getting mad about Bronny dropping his stock. The Spurs suck, right? LeBron gonna contract you, right? Bronny could enter the draft this year, right? Starting to fucking think that the reason Greg Pop is so quiet is because he planned on drafting Bronny James. And of course, LeBron is gonna go to San Antonio because he never had a legendary coach. And what's the best time to have a legendary coach? Then have Greg Popovich, who better know how to old coach old, who better to know how to coach old people than Greg Popovich,
and of who course better to show your son how to get nasty.
And then you see Wimby and LeBron getting all cool, which I get the face of the league shit going on, but come on, man, I'm calling them out. I'm starting to think that the Spurs are purposely tanking so they can get Bronny and LeBron, and then you already know how it's gonna happen when LeBron signs somewhere new. All of a sudden, Penny Hardaway talking about he felt good. Nah, his legs not gonna betray him no more. Mike Miller found his shoe and now he ready to play. Chris Bosh, all of a sudden his bloodstream is amazing. Like, oh, whoa, you back too? D Wade, and you know what? No jokes on D Wade right now. But anyway,
them legs with some tight ass pants he wear.
D Wade, go put some basketball shorts over his tights. You know, like, let's do this. And all of a sudden, the Spurs is going to be a big threat. Like, something wrong. You don't feel something weird about this? Like, USC not really giving Bronny no kind of play time, like saying, it's like, man, this is a setup. LeBron and Bronny going to San Antonio next year to team up with Wimby, and that's going to be their last hurrah for a championship. That's my conspiracy.
What's it say?
That's my conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah. Man, that's crazy. Man, Pop, I don't know, bro.
Dog, we never seen. Look, Greg Popovich, when he know he had a good team, he at least say something. He just on the sideline like.
Chilling.
Yep. Hey. Hand me that newspaper. All right. Now, you know, like, Wimby. I just dropped 28-5-5, coach. All right, sit down. It's 28 minutes. Yeah, gotta get out. It's like he's really coasting. And we're like, why? We didn't do that with no rookies. Zion, we kind of monitor, but we still let him play. Like, I don't know. It's kind of weird. And then, like I said, Bronny getting his draft stock down, but we really don't believe that he really gonna sit in college another year, because why? Why the fuck would he sit there another year?
You be at the bottom of the fucking draft boards. You might.
It don't make no sense for him to stay another year. The only reason you in the college now is because you have to be. And like, it's not like you about the next year you're gonna go crazy and then you're gonna all of a sudden be, you know, NBA ready. You still gotta be NBA ready when you get in the NBA. Apparently, that's what people say. So that's it, my G.
Yeah, that's all I got on it. You think Pop still the right man for that job though?
I guess we'll find out. If that's the true plan, I guess we'll find out. I mean, it's not like he got to do anything physical. He just got to fucking talk at this point. And I'm pretty sure he's training people to talk for him. Like, we're not even sure that's real Greg Popovich still no more. It's probably somebody else. Greg Popovich's brain probably transplanted in him at this point. We don't know.
He might be a clone, huh?
Exactly. Put it this way, if that's the situation, I would love to see what happens. Like, you know, one last hoorah from LeBron. Bronny playing six man probably, unless, you know, he played point guard. But look, even you, I don't even see you taking the ball from your dad, dude. So let's just be honest. And you know, like I said, man, Mike Miller found the shoe. Chris Bosh, you know, bloodstream working amazing, and D-Wade put some shoes. You know, I don't want to make jokes about D-Wade, man. I like that dude. Hey, like, you don't even understand how many jokes come across my head to mess with this dude.
But his pants shouldn't be that damn tight.
They high too, man. Let's just stop, man. Okay, fine. Let's.
That's enough.
I don't want to kill D-Wade, man. He got a lot going on in his own personal life. We don't need a joke on him, man.
He be having those suspect ass looks.
Like, what we doing, D-Wade? No, no. Can somebody stop him?
And while LeBron was like, man, I'm about to get the fuck.
Boy, D-Wade came to Cleveland. He's like, LeBron, like, yeah, you got to go back, bro. Miami missed you. All right. Well, if y'all have any comments, criticism, concerns, y'all feel like we forgot an unbreakable record, y'all feel like the 100 thing gonna get broken. Y'all feel like that? Let us know who and why. Hit us up, Facebook, Championship Ringside.
Instagram, Championship_Ringside.
Twitter at Champ Ringside.
Email championshipringside@gmail.com.
Of course, we got the TikTok and the YouTube channel. Like, share, subscribe to all the videos. Got the Cash App, Championship Ringside. Don't worry about that. Just share the podcast, man. I'm pretty sure if y'all listening and y'all chilling, washing dishes, doing whatever, y'all having fun listening to this episode. So share. And we got the video game, of course.
Championship Ringside on Twitch. Championship Ringside Nerd Station on YouTube. So far, well, lately I've been on that Spider-Man, but I've been on that WWE 2K now, so we'll be on that. I'm gonna get some basketball in there, but come holler at me.
Well, shout out to y'all listening. Shout out to y'all showing love. Shout out to y'all who made it through the episode. Shout out to y'all just I don't know, man. Just, you know, y'all know, man. Shout out to shouting out. God bless. Be smart. Stop hating. Stop bitching. Be smart. King, send them home.
Hug your wife and kids. And oh, fuck Jordan. How about that? Hug your wife and kids and fuck Jordan.
You know what? Laws of Pippen probably agree with you.
Fuck Pippen too. And his ugly ass wife.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. How about that? You see, hug your wife and kids, huh? Happy basketball.